Books on Tape presents Write It When I'm Gone. Remarkable off-the-record conversations with Gerald Ford by Thomas M. DeFrank. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. From time to time, I'd covered a few of Gerald R. Ford's press conferences when he was House Minority Leader, but our first genuine encounter was in the fall of 1973, not long after Richard Nixon introduced him to the nation as the 40th vice president. It wasn't an auspicious beginning, that first interview. Actually, it was a conspicuous disaster. After a 1968 summer internship at Newsweek and 2 years as an Army public affairs officer at the Pentagon, I'd rejoined Newsweek's Washington Bureau in the fall of 1970. For most of 1973, I'd been covering the American prisoners of war from Vietnam. I was sent to Clark Air Base in the Philippines in February to cover their dramatic return from Hanoi, and was tracking their remarkable resilience as they coped with the re-immersion challenges of a normal existence after many years of brutal deprivation by their North Vietnamese captors. I'd just returned from a fall vacation in Texas when my bureau chief, the legendary Mel Elfin, informed me I was being assigned to cover Ford. He'd never amounted to much as a backbench House leader, I was told, but Mel and Newsweek's editors had concluded Nixon was finished and that Ford, sooner or later, probably sooner, would be the 38th president. The magazine wanted to have a leg up with the new guy when Nixon resigned or was impeached. "I want somebody who knows him and his people," Elfin said. "Your job is to live with him until he's president." As a 28-year-old journeyman, I was ecstatic at my sudden good fortune. On the surface, the assignment seemed...